This is City on the Hills podcast. We hope this message becomes a revelation in your heart and will encourage you to live a Christ-centered life. Thanks for checking out our podcast. Here's today's message.
Thank you for your grace, God. Thank you that it starts at the cross. Jesus, the cross before us, the world behind us.
Yes, Lord.
No turning back.
Yes, Lord.
No turning back, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
The cross before us. Thank you that you said it is finished on a hill. And now we can shine your light as a city on a hill. In Jesus' name, let's give him praise. Awesome. Wonderful friends, you're welcome to take your seats. I'm going to ask the elders and their wives to join us, and Gareth and Ains and Bruce and Myra to join us. And it'll be awesome just to have you guys here. So thank you, Holy Spirit. Can you sense God's presence? Jesus. Awesome, friends. So I'm going to ask our elders and their wives to join us. This is a very big moment, friends. Now, I think what we don't understand, friends, is the scriptures is clear that Jesus is the head of the church. Jesus is the senior pastor of City on Hill. Am I right? Can we give him thanks for that? That's the truth. And in our understanding of the scriptures, a team leads the church. And that team has got a captain. But a team leads the church. So in the last 12 and a half years, almost 13 years, Marie and I never led City on Hill. You know that? We led a team that led the church alongside Jesus. We are co-shepherds with Jesus. Is that okay? So the biggest change that is happening after today, the biggest change, is on this team. That's the biggest change. It's with this team where the biggest change shifts. There's a handover happening on this team. Is that right? And that means that this church is continuing to go from strength to strength and from grace to grace and glory to glory. And when we prayed, and we as a team prayed, we heard God. This happened like end of June. We started praying, saying, God, who do you want to be the next captains of this team? God clearly spoke to this eldership team about Gareth and Ains taking that baton, becoming the next captain of the, literally fulfilling that role of leading the team that leads the work. Is that all right? And then, after God spoke to them, God spoke to Hein and Adele. Hein and Adele then repositioned to Potch. The church in Potch and the church in Clarks will be one church in two locations. That means there's one eldership team expressing ourselves in two cities, and we're trusting God for more cities. One of these days, there's probably going to be another city in the United States that we're going to trust God for. That's going to be part of this inheritance. And we're going to be connected. We're going to be connected in partnership. And I'm here to say to you, friends, that actually God spoke to Bruce and I spoke yesterday. And we are convinced in God that what brought City on Hill to where it is today is not going to take us where we need to be. That's why God is making a shift at an eldership level, because God wants to take this church to another level. Is that all right? God wants to empower believers. God wants to raise up, release believers. Now, when you look over Gareth and Ainsley's shoulders, you see great fruit. You see substance. You see them empowering people. You see them being secure. They are exceptionally secure leaders. They're phenomenal people. Really, I can look up to them in every way. And I'm here to say to you, City on Hill, today, we are in for the most amazing journey of our lives. You think building a building was great? I'm serious. You think building a building was great? Watch this space. This church is going to explode. The city and the nations will know after this transition, it's like the lid's going to be taken off. Do you remember when Jesus Christ left, Holy Spirit poured out, the gospel went to nations? Remember that? Within NCMI, Dudley Daniel, when he left South Africa, NCMI went into 85 different nations all over the world. 60,000 churches literally connecting with us. Why? Because the lid was taken off. There's an open-handedness. We don't own anything, friends. These buildings, they belong to Jesus and to us collectively in our inheritance. No man owns anything. It's all about Jesus. Is that right? So Marie's got some prophetic gifts, and then I've got a prophetic word for you guys, and I'm going to hand over to...
Can I just get my bodyguards to help me? I need this. And So Gareth and Ains, when we were looking for some gifts, I found all this amazing pomegranate. I found all these amazing pomegranate things that match. And the pomegranate is really amazing because it is mentioned where on Aaron's robe, there were pomegranates and bells. And apparently the pomegranate has like 600 and something seeds. And they were seeing that the law has so many seeds. And I know that you guys are a couple of God's word. The Lord has given you his word as the sword. And the beautiful thing, the pomegranate makes me think of Jesus. He's abundantly fruitful. He brings righteousness. His blood brings righteousness. And yes, I just want to prophesy that over you, that this will be a season of abundance, of having joy, of having abounding fruit, of God's righteousness just bursting forth in the city and in the cities and in the nations of the world. And then Ains, for you, I just felt this the scripture, Ephesians 1 and 2, it says, be fearlessly authentic, be bravely you in Christ. And it's a peacock on this, a peacock feather. And Ains, the Lord has gifted your personality to be beautifully like the peacock. You know, you can open up your feathers, and it's a beautiful display of God's manifold wisdom, because God has given you, he's made you a many-talent woman, you know. And be fearlessly you. And I'm praying that in this season, that we all and that Holy Spirit will release you to just be fearlessly and bravely yourself. These are for the girls. We've got some gifts for you girls. We got you some of these hoodies. And yes, that is for you girls. And also, I got you a coaster for your rooms. This coaster has a horse on it and a brave woman, because I know that you girls are brave women of God, and that you love your horses, and that you are free in Jesus to be who you need to be. Hey, we're so grateful for you guys.
Awesome. I mean, friends, I don't want to take too long, but I just want to say, Ains and Gareth, we felt we wanted to get you guys brand new shoes. And you know, Ains, the reason why you got these kind of shoes, because it's not 100% Ainsley. Ainsley, you can see she's a little bit more. You know what I'm saying. But I know you can. But I just felt, friends, you know what? What I love about Ains is she's going to step into, I believe, number one, more of what God's got for her. But secondly, you know what? There's this old saying that says, "Je diepste spore getrap." And I believe that, Ains, you're going to step into something of, you're going to actually make a major imprint in the season to come. That's yours. Okay, Gareth, you got the super special ones. So this morning, I'm wearing my oldest, ugliest shoes, because they remind me of 12 and a half years of good use and spending yourself and some cracks and some. This is the last day I'm wearing these shoes. It's the very last day, because I'm taking hold of new shoes. But Gareth, I feel like the Lord wants you to step into your next season, and there's new shoes for you. Running your race. That's why this, I love. Can we give God thanks for the people that set up the decor? But Gareth, you're going to step into something much greater. I believe greater authority, greater, just even greater confidence, greater boldness. I know you know that you need to run your race. But here's the thing. I just want to ask Almanay to hold this. Here's the thing. Under these shoes, it says stay free. And the other one says keep moving. Stay free. And keep moving. Can we give God thanks for that? And Gareth, I want to prophesy over you that you're going to stay free. Free from religion. Free from the opinions of man. Free from the lies of the enemy. free from performance, and you're going to keep on moving, man. We're going to just keep on moving strongly in Jesus' mighty name. Bless you abundantly. And I'm going to hand over to Bruce before we do the complete handover. Awesome.
Amen. I'll use this one. Sure. Good morning. What a delight and a joy for us and the rest of Lighthouse to be here with you guys on this amazing occasion. Thank you, Mark. Thank you to the elders. Thank you to Gareth and Asdi for the privilege of partnering with you for these last 12 years. Little did we know back then, eh?
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says in John 3:27, a man can only receive what is given him from above. It's an amazing scripture that, you know. Mark, you received this church from a gift, as a gift from the Lord. Yeah. And you've done well with it. Taken the talent, you've developed it, and you're handing it over today, and you're receiving a gift. The beautiful thing is that we receive it, amen, and that we steward it. And I want to say to you, Mark and Marie, well done, they're behind me, well done for stewarding this gift so very well. So I want to get to my notes here. You know, for me, as I've been just praying through this weekend and through this morning, I was just reminded that there's a journey here, you know, and it's important for all of us to get it. Thank God that we're part of NCMI, like Mark said, you know. Who would want to have do this on their own?
Yeah.
Not certainly not me, you know. And Mark has had people from all over the world phoning him, messaging him for today.
Yeah.
Gareth's been chatting with Tyron. I chatted with Tyron. Yeah, exactly. Tyron's been praying for us, you know.
Yeah.
And thank God for Cornerstone. Let's start there, you know.
Yeah.
I was a part of Cornerstone. I moved up from PE to PE to Joburg in 1989, joined that church. And I saw three transitions of lead elders, from Leon van Dahl, the guy that with the team that planted the church, to a guy called Jim Lamont, from Jim Lamont to Marcus Herbert, whom you guys know. And I want to tell you that transitions are not bad things. They are good things.
Yeah.
Especially transitions like this. Over the years, I've been involved in some hospital pass transitions. You know what a hospital pass is in his rugby? The Oaks coming for you. You've got the ball, and you're just passing because you don't want the enemy to take you out. And then the guy that gets the ball, the guy that's marking him, as he gets the ball, he gets nailed. This is not a hospital pass transition. This church, by God's grace, is flourishing. It's in a healthy place. Look at the leaders. Look at the kids' ministry. Look at the new partners that are here. Look at the building. Look at the kids' ministry. Look at the balance sheet. This church, by God's grace, and thank God for great leadership, is in a healthy place. And this transition, this pass, has been ordained by God. You need to see that. You need to recognize that. Same thing at Cornerstone. Those transitions were all ordained by God. And you can have great faith and great confidence that your leaders are hearing in God. Amen. Thank God for leaders like this. Let me know. I've been on the journey. I've been on my own journey at Lighthouse for 20 years. I've been with them on this journey for 12 years. Let me tell you, my friends, sleepless nights. Praying through 4 months late on the bank statement, salaries and wages. Remember Mark phoning me? Yes. We put an offer in on the building, the land, 600,000. Praying through the night, raising the money. Praying for you. Just they've done it for 12 years. And you know what they're doing? They're just giving it away. And for those of you in business, just imagine giving your business away. This is not a business, okay? This is the kingdom of God. This is the family of God. But these guys have poured their lives into this for 12 years, and they literally are giving it away for free. I don't know about you, but I want to follow people like that. I want to be a part of a community like that. Under the leading and the guiding and the directing of God Almighty, who owns everything, He is saying to them, it's time to give it away. 12 years ago, we had to give them away. And I've told you many times before, they were the last people we wanted to give away. Some others, please, but not this couple. But I'm so grateful to God that we did give them away. Aren't you? And I can promise you now, in 12 years' time, we'll be in America. You'll be in America. We'll be visiting. We'll be hearing things. And you'll look back and say, thank God Thank God we gave them away. Amen. Because in God, when whatever you give away will return to you.
Yeah.
Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. You know, every one of the elders that we, except for Baron Lee, every one of the elders I think that we have on our current eldership team were not around when Mark and Marie were there. Looking at Craig Innes over there. Craig and Innes, God called them here. Mark and Marie were praying for a deacon couple. He called me, he said, I've got a truck transferred to Clarkstop. I said, cheers. The same day, a couple came to our church, phoned me to say, listen, we're relocating from Durban North to Johannesburg. That couple actually, this week, they're preaching. Next week, we're praying them out. They're going back to Durban North. But in the kingdom of God, this is the point, that every time you give, every time you release, every time you sow, God multiplies. He multiplies there, and he multiplies here. Amen? And you've got to have faith for this, my friends. Yes, of course, we're going to miss Mark and Marie. Of course, we miss Mark and Marie in Johannesburg. But, you know, the Bible says that for the joy set before him, Jesus endured the cross and scorned shame. And I see joy before me, and I thank God that we released them. And one day you will see joy before you as a church, is what God does in the nations through you, but also through Mark and Marie, and you are going to celebrate. Amen? Isn't that amazing? So we can thank God for that. Every time there's a change of leadership, Gareth and Ains, God takes the church from strength to strength, from faith to faith, and from glory to glory. Isn't that amazing? And see, in our partnership with NCMI, this is what it's about. It's not about what we can, it's about what we can give. It's about what we can contribute. It's how we can bless, not just receive. And that's the testimony of Sydney Hill Church. It's a church that exists to benefit and bless others.
Yeah. Yes.
Just like God has called his church to do that. We believe in covenantal agape relationships. You know, Mark, for me, I tell you, this relationship for me has been one of the most special human relationships that I have on the planet. Because it's one that's based on freedom and release. I've never, ever felt this honored by Mark in my life. Of course, there was times when we had some issues, but those were immaturity issues on my side and on his side. They were not purposeful, dishonoring times. And we were chatting yesterday, and I don't feel like ever that he felt like I was controlling him or manipulating him. In my heart and in Mara's heart, we wanted to see this couple set up for victory, success, and blessing, and walk into the call of God in their lives. And they freely, without coercion, submitted themselves in relationship and were accountable to us. That was not forced. That was not hard. Same with Gareth and Ainsley and them. They've been leading together. They've been in these relationships together. And they've been brought through for such a time as this. This is the Bible in action. This is the new covenant. This is the New Testament, how it was supposed to be. Can we celebrate that? Amen. So, Mark, you've led well. I remember we've been talking for about 3 years, right? We weren't sure of the timing. We knew it was the States, we just didn't know when. And then, you know, Ainsley, it was significant, the prophetic word that was kind of like a game changer and a shift. It had you in it. And you were organizing and running things, and you have a role to play, darling, and a significant contribution to make in this, as much as Gareth.
Yeah.
And God has called you, and he's anointed you, and he's chosen you for the task as well. Amen.
Yeah.
Come on. So, Mark, you've led well, and you've prepared yourself, your family, but also sit on a hill well for this time, and I want to say well done, but you're sowing good seed for an incredible future in God. Amen. Gareth, you positioned yourself well by being a huge encouragement and support to Mark and Sidney Hill over the years. Sidney Hill, God is smiling on you.
Yeah, yes.
Let me say that again. Maybe you didn't hear. I didn't hear an amen. God is smiling on you, Sidney Hill. He has blessed you with incredible leaders that love him first. Then they love you second, and thirdly, they put themselves beneath you and beneath the Lord. That is incredible. Amen. I want to say this, Clive and Erica, come and join us, please. Come and join us, please. I want to say to, I want to invite Alan and Taryn, why don't you come and join us? Alan and Sharon, sorry, why don't you come and join us, please? Well done. These are Clive and Erica, Mark's mom and dad, together with Gareth, and then Alan and Sharon, Ainsley's mom and dad, and then obviously Freddie, your dad is not here, you know, and I'm pretty sure Auntie's looking down from heaven, Marie, smiling on you. We just want to honor you, parents. We want to honor you this morning. We want to honor you guys for raising great children. And I don't know about you guys, but let me tell you, for me, that your kids are involved in eternal matters, counting for God and His kingdom. And what echoes here is going to echo into eternity. For me, as parents in God, you can be grateful for what He has done through you and through your children. Amen. Also, just, you know, let's acknowledge Peter Rasmussen and his contribution. Yes. You know, he's been working tirelessly behind the scenes. Amen. And to Tyron as well, and to the rest of the NCMI team that have been building into this church and into this transition. We want to say to all of you guys, thank you so, so very much for that. Amen. I said this to Mark today. I thank God that I have the privilege of being connected to you all. It's a privilege for me. Amen. And we should have that in our hearts. So I've got two scriptures and I'm done. Is that okay, Mark? Gareth, when I gave Mark his sword, when we ordained him at Lighthouse all those years ago, I gave him Joshua 1. Are you with me? I just with 1 verse 8, but and it says this. The Lord commands to Joshua, after the death of the servant of the Lord. Now, we know that Mark and Marie aren't dying. Amen. But they are leaving at some point. Amen. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, you then and all these people, get ready. You're about to cross the Jordan into the land I'm about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from. And I'm telling you, God's got a territory already marked out for you.
Yeah,
amen.
Sure.
All of you.
Yes.
As I was with Moses, as I was with Mark, so I will be with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Be strong, Gareth, and be courageous, because you will lead these people into the inheritance that I swore to give their forefathers. The promises that God gave Lighthouse, the promises that God gave Mark and Marie, God is giving to you. Because we all, the promises that God gave Cornerstone, the promises that God gave NCMI and Dudley Daniels, He's giving them to you today, my friend. You have got this history backing you, behind you, pushing you into the plans and purposes for God. Isn't that amazing? That takes the pressure off. It takes the pressure off. Amen? Be strong and be very courageous. Be careful to obey all of the laws that my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn to it from the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This is the sword that I gave to Gareth when we ordained him. How many years ago was it? 9 years ago. The word of the Lord, my friend, that sword represents the word of the Lord. Also represents the cross of Jesus Christ. Built with the word, built with the spirit, and you will not go wrong. Amen. Listen to this, sit on the hill. So that's God speaking to Joshua. Then Joshua speaks to the people. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go throughout the camp and tell the people, get your supplies ready. From 3 days now, you will cross the Jordan and go in and take the possession of the land the God of your forefathers has promised to give you. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
My friends, there's a greater inheritance that you're going into. There's a greater call of God. There's a greater anointing, a greater authority.
Amen.
Now, this is for all of you. After 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving the people these orders. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the priests or the Levites carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know this which way to go, since you have never been this way before. Keep a distance of 1,000 yards between you and the Ark of the Covenant. Consecrate yourselves, for the Lord will do amazing things for you tomorrow. I feel like you don't have no understanding of the amazing things that God has got in store for you in this next season.
Yes.
And that as you follow the presence of the Lord, as you follow the Spirit of the Lord, as He goes ahead of you, and as you all together unite behind Gareth and Ainsley, this eldership team, and what God is going to do, my friends, you're going to see amazing things. You know, Psalm 133 says this, where there's unity, God commands life and blessing forevermore.
Yeah.
Picture Jesus on his throne. And he says, God the Father, God the Son. Life, come here. Blessing, come here. I am commanding you life. And I'm commanding you blessing. Go to Clarksdorp, City on the Hill Church, and go there. Because there is unity there. Woo. God commands life and blessing where there's unity. Over every marriage, over every family, over every church, over every couple.
Yep.
That's the command that God is giving today in the heavenlies. Amen? Mark and Gareth, I've started giving out shepherd staffs as well as swords. Amen? Because David was a warrior, but first he was a shepherd. Amen? And I want to be led by a warrior, but I want that warrior to have a shepherd heart. Amen? Amen? And I really do. Now, I've been praying for like weeks, Lord, what gifts do I give them? And I tell you, I came here with no gifts. No gifts, because the Lord had not spoken to me. And I was worried. I'm like, well, this is the first time in my life I'm doing an ordination on a handover. I've got nothing for them. Absolutely nothing. And I went to bed early last night, about 8:30. Woke up early this morning, was praying. And I felt the Lord say to me, I want you to give them these shepherd staffs. Now, I hadn't thought about it because I just don't want to default to these. I imported about 20 of these from the UK. You can't buy these. They're very difficult to get in South Africa. They're genuine shepherd staff made from real wood. And this morning, I woke up early and I felt God say to me, hey, I'm increasing both of your abilities. Not just to be warriors, but to be men like David, men like Jesus,
yeah,
that would shepherd Israel with integrity of heart and skillfulness of hands. Men after God's own heart. And that your testimony of your lives and your children and your families and the churches you lead will be this. After they served the purposes of God in their generation, they fell asleep. So I want to bless you both, each of those, my friends. Amen. And this scripture. Listen to this for all of you. May God Almighty bless Joseph. May God, who before my fathers Abraham Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all the days of my life, the angel who has delivered me from all harm, may he bless these boys. Isn't that beautiful, hey? May they be called by my name and by the names of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and may they greatly increase upon the earth. The Lord bless you, my friends. Gareth, the Lord bless you. Gareth, you're going to hand over the baton, then we're going to lay hands on them. Amen? Wonderful.
Wow, friends. So there's two things we're going to hand over today. Number one, I would like to ask if the whole eldership team can stand on that side of the stage, if it's possible. Ronke and Bertus and your wives, Murdoch and Cherie. As you guys know, obviously, Albie and Hein are in Potch at the moment. Albie and Tracy, Hein and Adela in Potch at the moment. I'm just going to ask them just quickly if you can play that little clip just quickly for Gareth and Ains from Potch. Just a little clip. Let's quickly watch it together. That's amazing. So before I hand over a baton, I learned something about a torch. And the truth be told is whenever they ran, when they did the Olympics, there would be someone running with a torch from one city to the next. In a sense, carrying something of the heritage and passing it on. And a torch, you don't drop a torch, friends, because then you make a big mess. And I believe that this whole team, God is calling you guys to hold the DNA, to hold the plan, the purposes of God that he has for you as a team, for this local church, to actually carry that and to steward the call of God, the DNA, the promises of God that Bruce spoke about, to steward that well. And so, Gareth, I just want to hand you the torch. Can we give God thanks? And I want to prophesy that Jesus promised 300 churches Jesus promised a base that will bless not only this city, but the nations of the world. Jesus promised that many leaders, hundreds and hundreds of leaders, are going to be trained up in this church. Jesus promised that this is going to be a base filled. It's going to be a resource base for the nations. And we declare that over you, that you will carry that and that you will be able to walk with that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Do you want to hold it? Can one of you guys hold it? Thanks, Runka. And then, friends, you know when you run a relay race? You know what's amazing? Is not one person wins the gold. Everyone in the race wins the gold. Sure. The Jamaicans, I mean, am I right? Usain Bolt and the guys. When they run that race, not only Usain Bolt gets the gold, everyone gets the gold. But what I've learned with a relay race is all you need to do is you need to be faithful with your part of the race. And friends, Gareth and Ains, with Marie and myself, we've run together because there's this time where you run together. Am I right? And then you hand over. Now, friends, just because the baton leaves my hand doesn't mean that we're not part of this race. We are still trusting God that we will win this race together. And there's going to come a day, I can prophesy it. This church is going to multiply. We're going to be 2,000 plus in Clarkson alone and in other cities. And then this couple are going to do the same on the stage with someone else. Because God is going to take us from strength to strength. Is that all right? So I'm going to ask Bruce to pray for us. But as we lay hands, I'm going to just first hold this together with Gareth. And I'm going to ask Bruce to pray for us. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Wonderful. Why don't you just come around him there, guys? Jesus. Whole family. You know, Mark and Marie, there's been a mantle on you and on you as a family. Today that mantle is shifting. Father, we thank you for Mark and Marie. We thank you that they have faithfully run this race to where you have led them to. And today there's a shift, Lord. There's a transference of anointing, of grace, of authority from Mark to Gareth Ainsley, Father God, to Abigail and Kelly. And in Jesus' name, Lord, we do that. We thank you for that. And we place your hands on them and we say, Father, in Jesus' name, may your grace, may your favor, and may your anointing rest on them. Thank you, Father, for the yoke that breaks the bondage. Thank you for your divine enabling to walk in the easy rhythms of your grace. So we lay hands on them now, and we impart them, Father God, into this office of being the visionary warriors in this great church. May your kingdom come. May your will be done. And may your spirit rest upon them. May this yoke be easy and this burden be light, because Jesus, you do the heavy lifting. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Wonderful. Now, friends, the rest of the eldership team did come prepared. They're going to share words with Gareth and Ainsley then privately just because of time. But this is a big moment. Can you sense the blessing of God? It's a wedding. It's like a wedding. It's like a wedding. It's not a funeral. A wedding is very exciting. Right? Yes, we sometimes cry because it's overwhelming, but it is also very exciting. There's multiplication happening. But here's an amazing blessing. We want each and every one of us in this church to, before Jesus, say, Jesus, I also want to run my part of the race. So that you get your baton. Quickly take your baton in your hand and wave it if you don't mind. That you get your baton. All right, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to stand, I'm going to ask the band to come up, I'm going to pray a blessing upon us, but we're going to stand, and I'm going to ask Gareth to pray this blessing, because that's now his privilege, is that right? And we're going to trust God, we're going to run our race, our part of the race, and I want to ask you from our heart, do not drop your baton while God has called you here. And if someone gives it to you, there's a special scripture in every single one. There's a special scripture, different scriptures. God is going to speak to you through the scripture. This is our priesthood moment. And once you've given the baton and someone's given that baton back to you, let's pray for one another.
Friends, the church in Potch have been preaching through Hebrews 12 in the last few weeks. And I just want to remind us of this passage. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life and faith, that let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. And Lord Jesus, I thank you that for every living stone, every person holding a baton, Lord Jesus, every person that can hear my voice right now. I thank you, Lord, that each of us have been anointed, called, and commissioned by you to run our lane, Lord Jesus. Thank you also, Lord, that we are responsible to pass on. If we're a family member, if we're a father, a mother, a brother, a sister in Christ, Lord Jesus, we have been commissioned and empowered by you to transfer, to send off, to hand over that which you have entrusted to us. Thank you for the life that you've placed within us, Lord. And I pray for prophetic promises to continue to unfold in every person's life. I thank you for fruitfulness, Lord Jesus, whether that is in people's businesses, livelihoods, workplaces, relationships, marriages. Lord, I thank you for fruitfulness in the ministry, Lord Jesus, in discipleship, becoming more like Christ, that we as a church would be the planting of the Lord for the display of your splendor, Lord, and that we would stretch out, Lord, that we would take hold of everything you have promised us, because you are faithful to complete that which you have started. You are the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes, Lord.
And we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would anoint us and empower us even right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. Friends, so you're welcome to share with one another. Just to take a moment to share that baton with someone next to you. Pray for one another as we sing and we minister together. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for today's message. Don't forget to check out our website or visit City on a Hill International on Instagram or Facebook for our updates, celebration times, or ways you can get involved. We are also streaming our message on Facebook Live, so make sure you join us or share the post. Thanks again for checking out our podcast. We'll see you soon.